Coffee Break German, Season 2, Episode 39. Herzlich willkommen zu Coffee Break German. Ich bin Marc.
Und ich bin Andrea.
Wie geht's dir, Andrea?
Mir geht's super. Und dir?
Ach so, super. Ja. Bist du nicht ein bisschen gestresst?
Nein, überhaupt nicht. Ich mache das mit links.
Ach so, okay. You make it with what?
Mit links.
With
my left hand.
Oh, I like it. So etwas machen, etwas mit links machen.
Ja, genau.
You can do it with your left hand.
Yeah. Like so, in your sleep.
In your sleep. I like it. Okay, we're learning something. If you're not stressed, perhaps it's just me that's a little stressed today. There's too much happening at the moment.
Yes.
But we'll get through it.
We'll get through it.
We are back with another episode of Coffee Break German. This is episode 39, in which we're looking at our penultimate episode of our soap opera. Now, last time there were some interesting happenings, but it all seems to be calmed down now.
Yes.
Everything seems to have sorted itself
Poor
out.
Poor Alex, yeah.
Indeed. We'll be hearing more from Alex today. But we'll also be hearing about the latest developments, well, with Philip and Hannah's friendship,
yes.
I think. Shall we get started then?
Ja, bist du bereit?
Ich bin bereit.
Los geht's.
Los geht's. Okay, so as usual, we are going to begin by listening to the entire conversation. And after that, we'll go through it and split it up into different parts and then talk about the language contained. Let's have a listen.
Gleich kommt Hannah. Wir wollen noch etwas lernen. Was läuft jetzt eigentlich mit euch?
Ach, ich weiß nicht. Ich glaube nicht, dass ich hier gefalle. Seit deinem Fest haben wir nicht mehr miteinander gesprochen. Und das ist jetzt schon lange her.
Ach ja? Du wolltest sie doch fragen, ob sie mit dir ausgeht. Hast du das denn nicht getan?
Leider nicht. Ich war total nervös. Außerdem denke ich, dass ihr Alex besser gefällt.
Ach, Blödsinn. Alex ist doch überhaupt nicht ihr Typ. Jetzt reiß dich zusammen und frag sie. Da ist sie schon. Willst du aufmachen?
Ja, okay. Oh, hi, Hannah. Und Alex?
Hi, wir haben uns auf dem Weg hierher getroffen. Philipp. Ich wollte dich fragen, ob du heute Zeit hast, für mich einzuspringen. Ich muss meine Mutter zum Arzt fahren. Geht das?
Ja, okay. Wann ist das?
Heute um 2 fängt meine Schicht an. Ich übernehme dann morgen für dich.
Ja, ist gut. Das geht. Ich gehe jetzt schnell duschen. Dann muss ich noch was für die Uni machen. Bis später.
Tschüss. Und ihr Mädels? Habt ihr Lust, nebenan frühstücken zu gehen?
Danke. Wir müssen lernen. Wir haben diese Woche 2 Prüfungen.
Ja, tut mir leid, Alex. Du musst wohl alleine frühstücken. Wir sehen dich dann am Wochenende, gell?
Ja, okay. Kein Problem. Bis dann.
Tschüss.
Bis bald.
Du sag mal, hast du mir nicht gesagt, dass du Philipp süß findest?
Ja, aber ich glaube nicht, dass er mich gut findet. An deinem Fest hat er kaum mit mir geredet. Und als er sich endlich neben mich gesetzt hat, war er irgendwie, ich weiß nicht.
Verklemmt?
Ja, genau. Ich glaube nicht, dass er Interesse an mir hat.
Er war sicher nur nervös und verunsichert. Jetzt wart mal ab.
Okay, jetzt müssen wir lernen. Ich muss meine Prüfung bestehen.
Ja, ich auch. Bin total gestresst und verstehe eigentlich nur Bahnhof. Wie viele Punkte muss man haben, um zu bestehen?
Ich glaube 60%.
Das sollte zu schaffen sein. Ich hätte besser aufpassen sollen. Dann wäre das jetzt nicht so schwierig. Ich muss praktisch bei 0 anfangen.
Es ist wirklich sehr schwierig. Ich habe aufgepasst, aber ich finde es trotzdem sehr kompliziert.
Ich könnte mal Sibylle anrufen, die mit uns studiert, und fragen, ob sie uns helfen kann.
Gute Idee.
Hallo?
Hi Sibylle, wie geht's?
Mir geht's gut, danke. Und dir?
Ja, gut, danke. Du, wir lernen gerade auf die Prüfung morgen, aber finden es total kompliziert. Kannst du uns helfen? Du verstehst es doch.
Na, ich schlage mich durch, aber ich könnte mal versuchen, euch zu erklären, was ich weiß. Wo seid ihr denn? In der Bibliothek?
Nein, bei mir zu Hause.
Ja, super. Ich wohne ja nicht weit weg. Bin in 10 Minuten bei euch, okay?
Toll, vielen Dank. Bis bald.
Tschüss.
Okay, sie kommt gleich vorbei.
Super. Endlich jemand, der etwas versteht. Wollen wir schon mal ein paar Fragen aufschreiben?
Gute Idee.
Okay, an interesting conversation there. In three different parts, in a sense.
Yes, yes. And what do you think happens at the beginning?
Well, at the beginning, I think they're talking about Hannah and the party, Philip's slight disappointment with how things went at the party.
Yes, exactly. And then while they're talking about this, the doorbell rings and who appears?
Oh, Hannah, but also accompanied by Alex.
That is really unlucky.
Yep. But Alex has come with a question, hasn't he?
Yes. So he needs help because he has to be somewhere else and can't work. And so, he's asking Philip to fill in for him.
Yep.
And then Alex leaves. And what happens in the end?
I think they are talking about doing some revision or some review for their test.
Yes. And
do they call a friend? They phone a friend
Yes, I think they're struggling a wee bit. And they're phoning someone who studies with them.
What's the friend's name?
Sibylle.
Sibylle, okay. So they phone Sibylle and I think she can come over and help
them.
Yes,
exactly.
Because she doesn't live too far away, is that right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. What we'll do now is listen to this first section and then we'll talk about the language in more detail after that.
Gleich kommt Hannah. Wir wollen noch etwas lernen. Was läuft jetzt eigentlich mit euch?
Ach, ich weiß nicht. Ich glaube nicht, dass ich ihr gefalle. Seit deinem Fest haben wir nicht mehr miteinander gesprochen. Und das ist jetzt schon lange her.
Ach ja? Du wolltest sie doch fragen, ob sie mit dir ausgeht. Hast du das denn nicht getan?
Leider nicht. Ich war total nervös. Außerdem denke ich, dass ihr Alex besser gefällt.
Ach Blödsinn. Alex ist doch überhaupt nicht ihr Typ. Jetzt reiß dich zusammen und frag sie.
Okay, let's talk about the language in this section in a little more detail.
Yes, so again, we have Carola and Philip who discuss what is happening between him and Hannah. And Carola asks, was läuft jetzt eigentlich mit euch?
So that's the laufen verb. Is it running again?
Yeah, so what goes or what runs with you?
What's going on with the two of you?
Yes, okay. Basically, yeah. And Philip is not quite sure himself. And he doesn't think that she particularly likes him.
That's interesting because they use gefallen.
Gefallen, ja.
So he says, ich glaube nicht, dass ich ihr gefalle.
Yeah.
That I, to her, am pleasing.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
And because they haven't had any contact since the party. And the party is a while back now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Carola is surprised that they haven't had any contact because what did she think would happen at the party?
Well, I think she was expecting Philip to ask her out.
Ja, genau. Du wolltest sie doch fragen, ob sie mit dir ausgeht.
Yep.
Yeah.
But he didn't in fact do that.
No, no, because it didn't go well that evening, yes. And außerdem denke ich, dass ihr Alex besser gefällt.
So, is that like saying, and anyway, I think that she likes Alex better?
Yes.
So that, to her, Alex pleases better.
Better, yeah.
Okay. So again, gefallen in that sense. Ihr gefällt.
But Carola is not having any of this and says, ach, Blödsinn.
What's that again?
Is nonsense.
That nonsense, right.
Yeah, nonsense. Ach, Blödsinn. Alex ist doch überhaupt nicht ihr Typ.
So he's absolutely not her type.
Yeah. And then she says another thing, which is quite interesting. Jetzt reiß dich zusammen.
Is that like get yourself together?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pull yourself together.
Yeah. Reiß dich zusammen. Mm-hmm. So what's the verb there?
Reißen.
Reißen.
And reißen is pull.
Pull. So reißen, or in here, reiß dich zusammen. Mm-hmm. Pull yourself together and ask her.
Genau. Genau.
Okay. Well, he's going to get the opportunity to do just that because Hannah's about to arrive.
Yes.
Da ist sie schon. Willst du aufmachen?
Ja, okay. Oh, hi, Hannah und Alex.
Hi, wir haben uns auf dem Weg hierher getroffen. Philipp, ich wollte dich fragen, ob du heute Zeit hast, für mich einzuspringen. Ich muss meine Mutter zum Arzt fahren. Geht das?
Ja, okay. Wann ist das?
Heute um 2 fängt meine Schicht an. Ich übernehme dann morgen für dich.
Ja, ist gut. Das geht. Ich gehe jetzt schnell duschen. Dann muss ich noch was für die Uni machen. Bis später.
Tschüss. Und ihr Mädels? Habt ihr Lust, nebenan frühstücken zu gehen?
Danke, wir müssen lernen. Wir haben diese Woche 2 Prüfungen.
Ja, tut mir leid, Alex. Du musst wohl alleine frühstücken. Wir sehen dich dann am Wochenende, gell?
Ja, okay. Kein Problem. Bis dann.
Tschüss.
Bis bald.
Du sag mal, hast du mir nicht gesagt, dass du Philipp süß findest?
Ja, aber ich glaube nicht, dass er mich gut findet. An deinem Fest hat er kaum mit mir geredet. Und als er sich endlich neben mich gesetzt hat, war er irgendwie, ich weiß nicht.
Verklemmt?
Ja, genau. Ich glaube nicht, dass er Interesse an mir hat.
Er war sicher nur nervös und verunsichert. Jetzt wart mal ab.
Okay, jetzt müssen wir lernen. Ich muss meine Prüfung bestehen.
Ja, ich auch. Bin total gestresst und verstehe eigentlich nur Bahnhof. Wie viele Punkte muss man haben, um zu bestehen?
Ich glaube 60%.
Das sollte zu schaffen sein. Ich hätte besser aufpassen sollen. Dann wäre das jetzt nicht so schwierig. Ich muss praktisch bei 0 anfangen.
Es ist wirklich sehr schwierig. Ich habe aufgepasst, aber ich finde es trotzdem sehr kompliziert.
Ich könnte mal Sibylle anrufen, die mit uns studiert, und fragen, ob sie uns helfen kann.
Gute Idee.
Okay, so in this section, Hannah does indeed arrive. However, she is accompanied by someone.
It's really unfortunate for Philip.
Yep.
Yeah, because Alex is with Hannah, mm-hmm. and apparently they just bumped into each other on the way there.
Funny that, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And Alex has a question for Philip. What is he asking?
Well, he wants to know if Philip can replace him, if he's got time to replace him, to fill in for him at work.
Yes. What verb do we use to fill in?
There's something about springen, yeah?
Yes.
There's something about jumping, is it?
Yeah, jump in, yeah?
Right.
So the sentence here is, Philip, ich wollte dich fragen, ob du heute Zeit hast, für mich einzuspringen.
So your zu is going in the middle there because it's a separable
yes.
verb. So it's einzuspringen. So ich wollte dich fragen. I wanted to ask you. Mm-hmm. Why is it not dir fragen? Does fragen just take a direct object?
Yeah.
Right. So ich wollte dich fragen, ob du heute Zeit hast, if you today time have,
mm-hmm.
für mich, for me, mm-hmm. einzuspringen. To jump in.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
So the verb is einspringen.
Yeah. So could I say, ich springe für dich ein?
Yeah.
I fill in for you. I jump in for you.
Yeah.
Ich springe
genau.
für dich ein, because the verb klammer happens
genau.
around. Okay.
Genau.
But when it's an infinitive,
mm-hmm.
then the zu is going to be in there in the separable part.
Yes. And if you did this in the past.
I was just going to ask you that.
Ich bin für dich eingesprungen.
Eingesprungen. Okay. So, ich bin für dich eingesprungen. And that is a sein verb because?
Yes, because if you jump in,
well, you're changing
before
state.
You have jumped in, you were outside.
I understand. Okay. Good stuff. Okay. So he's got to take his mum to the doctor. Is that right?
Yes.
Right. So Philip agrees.
Exactly. Which is good. But Philip has to quickly take a shower. Ich gehe jetzt schnell duschen.
Mm-hmm.
And then he has to do stuff for university because he's a student.
Mm-hmm.
And Alex has a wee bit of time left. Mm. So what is he suggesting?
He, I think, has suggested that he and the ladies
mm-hmm.
go for some breakfast.
Would this not make you mad if you were Philip?
Well, I think so, yeah. Not wanting to be too nasty about Alex. He has got a bit of a cheek. He's got no time to work, but he seems to have time to take the ladies for breakfast.
Yeah, exactly. I find this, I wouldn't be happy if I were Philip. So, but they don't have time.
No, fortunately.
Mm-hmm.
They're both studying.
Yes, because they have exams coming up.
Mm-hmm.
But first, Carola and Hannah need to discuss something else.
Well, I think once Alex leaves,
mm-hmm.
they have a talk, a chat about whether Hannah finds Philip süß, sweet.
Ja, genau. Du sag mal, hast du mir nicht gesagt, dass du Philip süß findest?
Yes, so didn't you tell me that you like Philip, that you find
yes,
Philip
yes.
sweet?
So nice subordinate clause mm-hmm. there from Carola, dass du Philip süß findest.
At the end, yep.
And then Hannah says, ja, aber ich glaube nicht, dass er mich gut findet.
So I don't think that he me good finds.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And then she says how she experienced his behavior at the party. He didn't even sit next to her. And when he finally did sit next to her, he was, I don't know.
Yeah, and Carola says verklemmt.
Yeah, was ist das?
Is it something to do with being closed?
Yeah, also verklemmt means, so if you want to open a drawer, but it doesn't open because it's stuck
it's
somewhere,
shut.
It's jammed, so then, then it's verklemmt,
right.
Yeah?
Okay.
And we often say this when someone is maybe a bit uptight and and a bit gets nervous and, and doesn't, you know, it's not relaxed.
I understand. And Hannah thinks that this was because he wasn't interested in her.
Yes, exactly. But Carola thinks she knows better and says that he was probably just nervös und verunsichert.
So something about being unsure of himself.
Yes. So nervös obviously is nervous. Und verunsichert means self-conscious.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Right. So I think at that point, maybe Hannah tries to change the subject. They need to get on with her studies.
Yes, exactly. Because Carola says she is total gestresst. And you use this word at the beginning.
Yeah.
What is gestresst?
I think it might mean a little stressed.
Yeah, stressed. Total gestresst.
Yep.
And she also says, und verstehe eigentlich nur Bahnhof.
I love this. Ich verstehe nur Bahnhof means literally, I understand only station.
Yes.
But it means that you don't understand anything.
You don't understand anything, yeah.
Have we spoken about this
yes,
already?
Yes, we have. So our listeners will understand more than Bahnhof
indeed.
When we use this expression.
Okay, and does Carola here ask about how many points they have to have?
Yes, wie viele Punkte muss man haben, zu bestehen? And this is quite an interesting structure here. In order to,
zu,
and bestehen.
By an infinitive.
Yes, exactly. What is bestehen?
Is that to pass?
Yes.
Okay, so wie viele Punkte muss man haben, zu bestehen?
Yes. And do you know the past participle for bestehen?
Is it bestehen?
No, it's bestanden.
Bestanden.
Ich habe die Prüfung bestanden.
Yeah, just like stehen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I should have got that. I apologize. It's took me a light. So, wie viele Punkte muss man haben, zu bestehen?
Yes, and they think you need 60%. And then Carola says something else, which is quite nice. Das sollte zu schaffen sein.
That should to something be.
Yeah, so etwas schaffen is to manage.
Okay, so it should be doable. So
doable, yeah.
Doable, we'll manage that.
So, es sollte zu schaffen sein.
Okay, but I think they do need some help. They feel they do need some help,
yes.
So that's when they decide to ask Sibylla.
Yes, because Carola admits that she didn't pay attention enough, aufpassen, yeah?
Okay.
So they're going to phone someone who studies with them, Sibylla, and we're going to listen to their phone conversation.
And we will do that just after our break.
Wir unterbrechen diese Sendung für eine sehr wichtige Meldung. If you'd like to make faster progress with your German, don't forget that you can use the premium version of this course, which features video versions of the lessons, comprehensive lesson notes and bonus listening materials. Also, worauf wartest du? What are you waiting for? If you'd like to take your German to the next level, go to coffeebreakgermanplus.com.
Okay, we're listening to our 9th episode of our Coffee Break German soap opera here, and we are just about to listen to the phone conversation between Carola and Sibylla, her friend who is hopefully going to be able to help them with their studies.
Hallo.
Hi Sibylla, wie geht's?
Mir geht's gut, danke. Und dir?
Ja, gut, danke. Du, wir lernen gerade auf die Prüfung morgen, aber finden es total kompliziert. Kannst du uns helfen? Du verstehst es doch.
Na, ich schlage mich durch, aber ich könnte mal versuchen, euch zu erklären, was ich weiß. Wo seid ihr denn? In der Bibliothek?
Nein, bei mir zu Hause.
Ja, super. Ich wohne ja nicht weit weg. Bin in 10 Minuten bei euch, okay?
Toll, vielen Dank. Bis bald.
Tschüss.
Okay, sie kommt gleich vorbei.
Super, endlich jemand, der etwas versteht. Wollen wir schon mal ein paar Fragen aufschreiben?
Gute Idee.
Okay, Andrea, let's talk about this final part of our episode today.
Yes, Hannah is a total Streber, I've just noticed.
Streber?
Yeah.
What's that?
A Streber is someone who is like the teacher's pet, studying very hard.
Okay. Oh, no. Maybe that's what Philip is attracted to.
Yes,
who knows?
Who knows? So they say, hello, wie geht's, etc. And then Carola explains the reason for their phone call. Wir lernen gerade auf die Prüfung morgen.
So is that we are studying right for the test tomorrow?
So we're right now studying.
Yeah.
Aber finden es total kompliziert.
Yeah, but we're finding it completely complicated.
Mm-hmm. Kannst du uns helfen? Mm-hmm. Du verstehst es doch.
You do understand it, as opposed to us, we don't understand it, that kind of idea.
Yes.
Right.
And then Sibylle says something very interesting. She says, na, ich schlage mich durch. What does this mean?
Something about through. I am wading through it or something like that. Is there cream
in
there?
Yeah, so basically, schlagen means to hit.
Okay,
yeah?
Right.
So, und sich durchschlagen, it's. You make your way through something.
Okay.
Probably by, imagine you're in a forest, mm-hmm. and you need to.
You're hacking your way through the leaves and the mm-hmm. trees and so on.
Yes.
Okay. Why am I thinking about cream coffees?
Ah, because if you make whipped cream, then it's also schlagen, yeah?
Right,
so Schlagsahne, or in Austria Schlagobers, or in Switzerland Schlagrahm.
I'm glad I'm not going completely crazy here.
No. If you read the recipes in German, you need to beat the cream.
Okay, so whip it. We whip the cream.
So it says then Sahne schlagen.
Okay. Yeah, so I guess it's the same idea. You're still working your way through something. You're beating or whipping the cream.
Yes.
Or working your way through a forest with your saw or your knife or something like that.
Yes, so it requires work.
Yeah.
Basically, that's what it says. And also that you're not really confident at it.
Okay.
And that's what sich durchschlagen means. I can do it, uh-huh. but it's not a breeze.
So I am thinking in English, perhaps we would maybe use a different idea
mm-hmm.
and we would perhaps wade through something.
Yes.
Where we're wading through a river. But we're wading through the material that we're studying for or something like that.
Yes.
But it gives that idea, it's hard work. We're pushing against the tide and all that kind of thing.
Yes, that's basically it. It's hard work, but I'll manage.
Good. A nice phrase. Ich schlage mich durch.
Mm-hmm.
Durch.
Yes.
Good.
So, but Sibylle is very happy to pop over and explain what she knows
mm-hmm.
because she lives nearby.
Yeah, she thought they were in the library, didn't she?
Yes, first she did think they were in the library, but Carola says that they are at her house and Sibylle doesn't live far away. So she could
be there
just
in 10 minutes.
Yes.
Good. Okay, well, at the end, they're delighted that they're going to have some help mm-hmm. here. And what does Hannah say?
Yeah, I mean, I would have a coffee in these 10 minutes, you know, and just relax a bit. But Hannah is so pleased and she suggests that they write down some questions.
Obviously, it is this enthusiasm from Hannah that is appealing to Philip.
Yes, it must be.
Well, that is where we're going to leave this episode of our Coffee Break German episode 39. We hope that you've enjoyed this and that, of course, you'll join us again very soon for the final episode in our series when we'll be finding out what happens at the end of our soap opera. For now, that's it. That is indeed it for this episode of Coffee Break German. But of course, you can get access to our bonus materials. And those include a full transcript of this episode, along with further notes and our bonus audio materials, which will allow us to go through the entire episode in detail and talk about all the language contained. All of that, the video version, the lesson notes, the bonus audio can be found at coffeebreakgerman.com.
And don't forget that you can follow Coffee Break German on social media. If you'd like to practice your language skills and learn more about German culture, then follow us on Facebook. Just search for Coffee Break German. We are also on Twitter. We are Learn German. And follow the exploits of the Coffee Break language team on Instagram, where we are Coffee Break Languages.
Now, we will indeed be back next time with our final episode in Coffee Break German Season 2, so hopefully you'll be able to join us for that and that you're looking forward to finding out what happens at the end of our radio play. For now, vielen Dank und bis zum nächsten Mal.
Bis bald.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2018 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2018 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.